Do you think we're safe here? Are we safe? I mean, I'm sorry. I know. I'm just terrified. I'm so afraid. Everyone's dead. All our friends. And now, what are we doing here? What are we doing here in this creepy house when someone's trying to kill us? And I'm sorry. You're so sweet. You're so sweet. But seriously, this house is creepy as fuck. Look at it. This is like something out of a horror film. What if they find us? How can you be sure that no one knows about this place? This yes, it's in the middle of nowhere, and it just... So what, it's some old family... What? Hunting lodge? I don't know, what is this place? I'm so tense. I'm just shaking. I am just... I mean, I guess this is what happens when you live in a horror film, because this is a horror film. It is. Everyone's dead. All our friends. They're just... And what is happening? This isn't normal. This isn't normal. This... I need you to hold me, please. Just hold me. I never thought this would happen. I never thought that... What is happening? This... The deaths weren't normal. They weren't... You saw the police. You saw the way they were whispering and not looking us in the eyes. They don't have any answers. They don't know who's doing this. They don't know why they're doing it. They don't know why us. I mean, we're college kids. We don't... We haven't done anything to anyone. We... Just... Why would someone kill us? What have we done? We haven't done anything. I mean, I haven't done anything. I'm innocent. I'm innocent. I was innocent. I was innocent. I didn't do anything. I wasn't a scarlet woman. I wasn't evil. I was pure and Christian. What am I talking about? Oh, you have no idea. Of course you don't. Because you haven't done anything, have you? But your ancestors did. Your ancestors, oh, they did something really bad. And they didn't do it alone. No. They had a nice little gang to help them out. And it happened right here. Right here. This place hasn't changed, just cold, evil. Oh, it's the stress. This is the stress talking. No, this isn't the stress talking. It's the rage talking. I'm not shaking because I'm scared. I'm shaking because I... am incandescent with rage. Oh, there's nowhere to go. There never was. Not for any of you. No mercy, no quarter, no nothing. Because that is what I was given. Nothing. You know, I didn't plan this. I haven't spent hundreds of years plotting. I put this behind me. I thought I had. But no. I decided to come home. And I saw you. And I saw them. And it was as if I was back there, tied to the stake, burning, your ancestors laughing at me, jeering, screaming, "Burn the witch." It had to be fate. All of you friends, all of you here. It was too perfect. It was too easy. Easy to catch your eye, a simple glamour. But I didn't have to bewitch you to make you fall in love with me. You did that all yourself. Oh, and that is just hilarious. Just so funny. The descendant of the one who set me on fire, hopelessly in love with me, and so eager to introduce me to your friends. I became one of you. I was in the perfect position to learn your weak spots, your deepest fears, and come up with the most perfect, the most fitting way to kill each and every one of you. First of all, I was planning to burn you all. But that wouldn't be enough because I needed you all to suffer, to feel the pain that I felt because they didn't just burn me. No, they weren't that kind. They called them trials. I called it torture. Days of torture. And I had done nothing to deserve it. I was a God-fearing maiden, I was. But they thought me a witch. They fought me in league with the devil. And so they tried me. But what they didn't know, what they didn't realize, is that by trying me, by torturing me, by burning me, I became the exact thing that they thought I was. A witch. I remember waking in the ashes. The ground was cold. The forest was so quiet. No animals, no wind, just still. And I remember opening my eyes and feeling different. Feeling angry. Just feeling so full of rage. And I ran because I was overwhelmed. Things started happening. I started making things happen. And I didn't understand what was happening. And I was afraid. But I found someone who helped me. And I lived my life. A witch. Learning. There's so much to learn. So much to know. And the more you know, the more powerful you are. And I am so powerful. I mean, look at how your friends died. I put on a show for you. I wanted you to be afraid. Because I was afraid. For years, decades, I was afraid. And then I wasn't. Only I was fooling myself. I was still afraid. I was still angry. I was just denying it. And then I came home and I couldn't ignore the wound anymore. The pain. What they did. You had to pay. Oh, I know you didn't do anything. But it's in your blood. It's in your bloodline. You carry the stain of their crime. And I will have my revenge, and it has been bloody and glorious, and it, oh, felt so good. But there's still one descendant left. There's still one person left to kill. One person left to torture. And your torture is this. The knowledge that the girl that you love, the girl you adore, she killed all your friends. She never loved you. That is your torture. Now, I'm not going to burn you. No. No. I was afraid for years. Decades, remember? See, you never did listen. You're going to run. I am going to open that door and I'm going to let you run. And I'm not going to chase you. Not yet. I'm going to let you have a nice head start. I'm not going to track you. I won't send demons after you. But I am going to find you. I'll be there in the shadows, watching. And I could be behind any face. All it would take is a simple glamour. You've seen it. All those times you thought that your eyes were playing tricks when my face changed and you just rationalized it away. Yeah. You won't see me coming, but you'll feel my footsteps in your shadow. And you're going to be afraid. And you're going to be tortured. And I'm going to have my revenge. And one day, when you've suffered enough, when I'm bored with you, I'll put you out of your misery. Oh, that's not me. I'm not like that. Oh, you're right. You're right. I love you. I love you. You're wasting time. You should run. I might change my mind. I might decide to just put you on trial. It could be fun. I mean, I'm sure they've got all the old torture implements around here somewhere. Oh, leaving? All right then. Rude. You run. You run long and you run hard. Feel the fear. Revel in the torment. And I'll be right behind you. I'm going to find you. And I'm going to enjoy it. Revenge. Finally. Will be mine. So run. And feel my footsteps.